next item is change of zone number 1751 Peninsula at Long Neck LLC.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to open this up to discussion with my with the fellow commissioners. I think there were some very good issues that were raised at the public hearing for that in terms of projects not being completed on time, even though they were supposed to. And we keep bending over and giving an opportunity to come into compliance, and lo and behold, another deadline comes and goes, and perhaps I would have taken a different stance. However, given the residents' seemingly favorable outpouring for another extension, kind of sways me to perhaps a different opinion than I had beforehand. I know we've had some discussion about requiring perhaps a greater bond, but who knows what they're finally going to settle on. They're going to settle on a 20 by 30 building, or are they going to have a huge building like they have at Baywood? So we don't know. Or if they're even going to build it, and say interface again.
Okay.
we had one bond, and certainly the county can't build a clubhouse for the, what was it, $1.5 million or something?
1.375.
Oh, definitely, Dan. We just definitely can't do it for that. 1.375. That's compared to what they're likely to build based on what was being shown to prospective buyers would not be built for that price, unless you just want an outer shell with nothing inside.
Well, that, or it would be 5,000 square feet.
Yeah. Exactly. So I don't know. I think that it bodes for some discussion before I'm prepared to make a motion on.
All right. Anyone else?
Mr. Chairman, I think we need to somehow define what the clubhouse is going to be before we grant any more extensions or relief. I would have been happier had the citizens or the residents there had something in writing from the bank that the sale would be contingent on a clubhouse of so many square feet with a budget of X or something of that nature. So if it doesn't, if we grant the extension and get sold and a new owner comes in and says, oh, I don't care what agreement you have with the bank, I'm not going to do but so much, then it's back to us again. So to me, I think we need to give some certainty to the residents that they're going to get some specificity, and I just don't think that we should be the ones to define what that specificity is. It should be between them and the bank, the owner, the bank. And I think somehow we need to communicate to the bank that, we're getting a little bit of fatigue with this particular project and these continual extension requests, and that, we do have the authority to both call the letter of credit, and we do have the authority to actually stop issuing building permits until they straighten the whole thing out. And as far as I'm concerned, I think one thing that will get the bank's attention and the residents' attention, if we say, look, we're just not going to issue any more building permits until you get this figured out. To me, that's the end of it. If we don't get a solution, that's the trump card. And I wouldn't want to have to play that trump card, but I think the bank and the owners need to know that it sits there and we have that authority to do that. So I agree with Mr. Johnson that we should mull on this a little bit further. I'd love to hear other thoughts, but I think we need some certainty out of this process.
Thank you.
I concur with Mr. Ross's and Mr. Johnson's. It's really not the problem that I have with it is the clarity of what they're going to build. So the extension that they're requesting never really defined that. I think that maybe it's time to say, it's 9 months. And they can get it sold. They can put me on a timer now?
No, there's something vibrating. Something. And I'm trying to, I thought it was, no, I was not putting on. Certainly not putting on.
Thought it might be picking up by the tape.
What Mr. Burton saw me do is reach for this little timer. I thought the base of it was vibrating. There was some noise up here, and but no, not at all.
That's not a bad idea, though.
Oh, I don't have to be anywhere until 6:15 tomorrow morning.
Well, when Mr. Smith starts, you might have to turn it a few times.
Mr. Burton, you were saying.
I think there has to be timeline ought to be. When are we going to see something? When are we going to see what you're going to build? Then we can base the money value or the bond issue on what they're going to build. And if they're working with the bank and the homeowners association, which would be good. If it's the new owner, that would be good. But what are they building? And it's never been clear. And they can't build, I don't think, anything that would be acceptable for 1-3. So what are they going to build? That's where we ought to focus our.
Mr. Chairman, I agree with the comments I've heard so far, and what I like about Mr. Ross's statement about the building permits, I think could serve a twofold purpose besides what you articulated, but also it would, if we had to cease that, at least we would stop other people coming into a situation and increasing the numbers of possibly injured parties, of people buying in, thinking that they would get that. We have, right now, we have a definite number of homeowners out there, and I was a little surprised that there was no objection. There did not seem to be any objection. My memory is at the public hearing. And if I could ask the council, if I could ask Mr. Lank, I know public hearing was closed, so we can't consider anything that would come out, but I was just curious if we'd had any correspondence that may have come into the office after the record was closed regarding this as a...
I don't believe they have.
No, so there was no interest.
The council would be able to, but I don't think we've had any sense of public hearing.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow commissioners.
Well,
please.
I mean, we've been having objections in some other projects over smaller things like pool houses, swimming pool sizes and stuff like that. This is ridiculous. You know, the size that we're talking about potentially here versus there. So I'd really, if there's some way we can compel them to come in with a plan that's approved by the residents, and then I would feel better about that. You know, I don't think it's our place to be the builder or the designer of their projects, but when they come in and they flaunt something as huge as that clubhouse was and then just kind of thumb their nose at the county, that really irritates me. I don't know about the council, but it does me.
Well, the thing that concerns me more than anything else is the residents who are there have not gotten what they were promised, and people laid large sums of money down based on what they believed they were going to get, and they haven't gotten it. That being said, I was impressed with the support that the residents seem to have for the owner at this point and the willingness to work with them. My question would be more, I think, for Mr. Robertson, and I think we can do this, but I want to get it on the record that we can do this. Is it possible for us to come up with a decision that has two or three parts to it? Can we require them within a certain amount of time to submit a plan, and can we somehow reserve our right to fix a bond amount at some point in the future based on what they intend to build? You know, there were some figures thrown around as high as $10 million. You know, and my first inclination was, all right then, that's your number. We'll take a bond for $10 million, and you can have so much time to do it. My concern with that is that it's still pretty arbitrary, even though it was testimony that was put into play, at the public hearing. That's still a pretty arbitrary number, and it's a high number. You know, it seems to me to be a high number. So I guess I would just like you to speak to this idea of how we might be able to stage this in a way that it's fair, but our first consideration really has to be to protect the interests of the residents and the future residents.
I think absolutely you can, because it's an ordinance or a condition to an ordinance that they've sought to change. So I think you have the latitude to make a recommendation that includes all those things to county council. Ultimately, county council is going to be the one who opposes it. But yeah, I think because you've been asked to amend the ordinance, you know, we can amend it in a way that works the best from the county's point of view, which is to protect the residents out there. To your point about the bond amount, I share your concerns about just a figure and everything that the county does with regard to its performance guarantees. It's always tied to a percentage of the cost of the improvements that you're trying to guarantee will be completed. So I think we should, however it's accomplished, and I agree there's been, all through this process, the unanswered question has been, what's the building that's going to be built? And unless you have that information, to some degree, you can't come up with a bond amount. You're just, it's an arbitrary figure,
Well, and I think
we need to answer that.
To all of them, that's going to take some time. That process is just going to take some time, and I think we need to give them time to do that and to come back to us with a plan. This isn't at all what anyone intended 7 or 8 years ago when this was all being conceived, and there's everybody in this room, I think, was probably a victim of the economic downturn. We're all struggling with it, but our main charge is to protect the folks that are there now and will be there later. But I think we have to have a plan that allows them to do that. So.
How much time does it take to arrive at a square foot and a cost per square foot? You don't have to do an architectural plan to have a budget.
That's true. The what's going to take the time, in my view, is them deciding what they want.
Need that. I mean, all we need.
But in order to get to where you want to go, you kind of have to know what you're building. You have to have, you have to have some notion of how big it's going to be, what amenities it's going to include, and then you can put a budget on it. And you're absolutely right. It happens all the time. It happens all the time. But I think what we might want is something a little bit more than what you might get over the phone in a conversation with the architect. Not necessarily final bids by any means, or not even close. But to get a good budget, you almost have to have a drawing you can lay a scale on. You have to have something in front of you rather than just picking something out of the air. But I'm talking about 2 or 3 sheets, not 50. But give them a chance to get a concept, and then they can do a concept budget, and I think then we will be some percentage of that, and I think we have to use our own heads too, based on what they bring us. If they bring us a clubhouse and say, well, we can do this for $50 a square foot, well, we know that's not right, but I don't think they're going to do that. I think they know that they're in this deep enough now that they're going to have to play it pretty straight. So
90 days enough.
Yeah, I think it probably is, but you might want to give them 120 just because of the size of the institutions you're dealing with. Small, with the size of the bank, the layers they've got to go through, just knowing how they work. My concern also is that, what happens if the property transfers somewhere in that process? I want to make sure that whatever we put in place
kind of has to have the whole program spelled out, and there can be no deviating from that program regardless of who owns it. That's going to be the deal. That's my bigger concern than the time element is the fact that it gets transferred in the middle of one of these periods of time where we're waiting for something. So.
To your point, too, of what we've said with the definition for the detail for the bond, I don't know that it's going to be a little more than what we usually require, but we're going to need to see a site plan on it anyway. And so that's going to be the start of the data they're going to need for the square footage of the building.
They need to find a footprint, a square footage, and then just some, you know, basic notion of what it's going to include. That's enough to put a decent budget number together, in my opinion. I think it could. And we're going to take some percentage over that anyway, so that should be adequate insurance for the residents.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I appreciate everyone's comments, and based on the comments that were made this evening, I'm prepared to make a motion.
Okay, then.
And Mr. Chairman, concerning change of zone number 1751, Peninsula Long Neck, my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
I'll second that motion.
Moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1751, Peninsula at Long Neck, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?